You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m., with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
Good morning and welcome to Principal Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly, and this morning we have a wonderful lady joining us. She is a licensed massage therapist. Her additional sources that she has also is she works with craniosacral. She's a manual lymphatic drainage therapist, a Reiki master, and a personal trainer from Miami, Florida. Please welcome to the show Marie Teresa Davis.
Hello. I'm so happy to speak to all of you and to help and heal everyone.
Absolutely. I'm kind of like, I had a mouthful there for a second, Marie. Oh, my God. You do so many things, so I don't even know where to start. But why don't we start off like this? Why don't you start off by giving us a little insight into yourself and what it was that led you down this path of health and wellness?
Well, it started as a child. I wanted to be a psychiatrist. I wanted to work on the mind. And my life changed, just like everybody's life. Everything changes, switch twists with a family, whatever. And I grew older, and then I ended up becoming a paralegal for 20 or 30 years in the legal field, helping attorneys, assisting. Then I decided I wanted to retire. So I said, which way should I go? And I said, oh, well, let me first take care of the skin. I am also a licensed esthetician, skincare specialist. Allow me to take massage therapy. I'm working on the body. I went into massage therapy, and then I took the class of physiology, anatomy, finding out how the blood pressure is controlled by the kidneys. And then there was a day of modality, a modality class that went through all the different modalities I could study and work as a licensed massage therapist. And one was craniosacral. Oh, my mind lit up. There's my mind. I wanted to study on the mind. There's lymphatic drainage. There is neuromuscular, where I can work on the nervous system with the massage individually. So in that class, they said, well, you can go on and check on learning craniosacral while you're in school and get it half price. So I said, well, I did my homework. I checked it out. And so the difference with me was any other therapist in Miami, because I am in a station in Miami and I work and travel. I have a mobile business that I will come to you. You come down to Miami, you can call me, schedule me, you know, wherever you are on the East Coast of South Florida, from West Palm to the Key Largo, I will come to you. And so I have been studying for 10 years. The mind, craniosacral therapy, manual lymphatic drainage, so powerful. Craniosacral therapy is a recently discovered physiological system. And I have, and also lymphatic drainage, they just found out that you have lymph vessels, lymph nodes in your brain.
Wow.
And I don't know. Let me start. Well, with the lymphatic drainage, let me just say one thing there. Mm-hmm. I just had two people just call me now. Deep tissue. One's a prenatal, because I do prenatal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She said she wants deep tissue. Everybody's getting deep tissue. Well, when you call me, I'm going to give you, you want deep tissue? You'll get deep tissue. I work on NFL players, the Heat. You know, these guys. I work on children also, the soccer players, you know, in Miami, soccer's getting really big. A father just called me to work on his 13-year-old.
Wow.
And being a personal trainer, I can teach how to stretch. I can teach you how to take care of your body. I'm a life coach, so I incorporate all the documentation, homework, to inspire you. We have a nation, a world that we are being bombarded. People, it's not about drugs.
Right.
It's not about getting the highest high. It's about getting the highest health condition in your body through the mind. And that's where it begins. So if a person asks me deep tissue, they fall on the table, they want to go head first, work on their back, their elbow, you're going to get much more out of me for your buck than just getting an elbow and a deep finger.
All right. Yes, I know what you're talking about there. Yes.
So craniosacral therapy is a hydraulic system in your body that is influenced by the fluid that runs from the bottom of your spine, your sacrum, which is your triangular bone underneath your tailbone. Mm-hmm. And you have a fluid, cerebrospinal fluid, that runs down there all the way up into your brain stem, into your brain. That's affecting your central nervous system through your cranial nerves. And what I'm doing is I am connecting with that. I am opening up with a manipulation, very soft touch. I'm mm-hmm. also doing Reiki work on starting in your sacrum area, your pelvis area, where there's tremendous pressure. Then I am also connecting where I do unwinding of the meridians, your yin-yang meridians. When you were first born, your essence of your body, people mm-hmm. have to start learning about their self.
Right.
What we are composed of. It's not just all about numbers in school, just learning numbers in science. Everyone, as children, we need to learn the physiology of the essence of our being. How are we made up? How can we make an analytical decision without knowing the physiology of ourselves?
Right.
So what I'm saying is I'm talking about the pelvis right now. The pelvis also has the essence of our being, our governing and our conceptual vessels. When we were first conceived, we are made of energy. We're not just made of bone and flesh mm-hmm. and muscle. So I'm relating to that in Oriental as being taught by a top acupuncturist in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And relating to you connect with that energy source. So I am connecting with meridians, your internal energy sources that connect. When I work on you, I'm working opening up all your internal energy meridians that connects to your organs, every organ.
Wow.
So I'm going up, I'm relaxing the internal nerves. I have seen pictures of nerves in your spine. So it's not just working the muscles. So when I studied from the spine, from the internal membrane, the dura. That dura that runs in your spine mm-hmm. is connected all the way up to your foramen magnum, your brain stem that is the dura matter of your brain.
Wow. Wow. So this is something that not anyone can do, right? Because, I mean, that's pretty dangerous. Like, you have to be very knowledgeable.
I am a licensed healthcare
yes.
professional.
Right.
But originally, this is an osteopathic training I have mm-hmm. That osteopathic doctors are study the body, the mind, and mm-hmm. spirit as a complete component. As Dr. Still, which is the original founder of osteopathic study, that they are actually neurosurgeons. Dr. Upledger is a neurosurgeon. He first found out about the rhythm, the craniosacral rhythm, when he was assisting a brain surgery, and he saw how the brainstem was fluctuating up and down 30 seconds, 60 seconds a minute. Now, many dentists are doing it now for the TMJ work. There's mouth work to be done in advance. This is advanced craniosacral therapy, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
But even in the first and second levels, you are taught to do mouth work. Your skull, isn't it the face?
Mm-hmm.
So quit hitting people.
Right.
You're messing up, and if you have anger, and within the work, within all my work, the most important thing is that I am going into relaxing the sutures. It's also pictures that Dr. Sutherland, 50 years ago, found out. They always thought, oh, the brain, the bones are all hooked up together. No, they are connected. Every cranial bone is connected with sutures, tissue in the brain with nerve endings. So I first go in the back of the neck. Perfect example. Mm-hmm. Everyone says, oh, my neck hurts, my shoulders, my lower back. Excuse me. You have your vagus nerve that's in your brain that connects into your trapezius, your top neck, top part of your scapula. Mm-hmm. So I am connecting in the back. So for me to work on your straps, mm-hmm, or your shoulder, I need to be able to go into the neck and release the membrane that's underneath the back of your skull bone so that your brain gets oxygen, blood, craniosacral fluid, because this is why we have so much pressure right now. People don't realize it, but we're not getting nutrients. You can put a lot of vitamins in your body or into your brain, but you still need blood and oxygen.
Right, right.
And at the same time as I'm opening up the brain, I am releasing it from the toxins and the inflammation of the brain.
Right.
Because for instance, the craniosacral therapy, I am basically relaxing the brain initially, the sutures of the brain, so it relaxes. Then, as I do that, then I go to the sphenoid bone, mm-hmm, which is the most marvelous bone in the body, and no one talks about it. Google, everybody, sphenoid bone. It's a butterfly. It's called the bat, but I call it a butterfly because it is right behind your optical eyes. It touches every bone in your cranial, including your mouth. It's shaped just like a big butterfly and has a pigment. The bottom tail hits the back of your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Your mastoid is. So this is all a five nickel touch. I mean, this is not like a neurosurgery or anything. So I'm calling for the neurosurgeons, please. I'm talking for the medical community, the insurance community. Include this into your practice and teaching your neurosurgeons. I have a friend that's a neurosurgeon. He didn't know what I was talking about. Okay. So.
Right.
Instead of prescribing a drug that for anxiety or that may cause you to be impotent, if you're getting off a drug, this is a prescribed craniosacral. But the thing is that the sphenoid bone, what I'm talking about, I relax it so it lifts. It sits right on a little groove that is called the teletrachea. And it will lift, and it jams on the pituitary gland. And when your pituitary gland, everybody's pituitary gland is being smashed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So this is a new way of consciousness so that our body can re-heal itself. This is what it's all about, putting the brain in the proper position. So you could be born, you know, it can go into imbalance. So I relax it. So it just simply lifts and it breathes. And so it can fall. It flexes forward and it flexes backward. And when the whole skull works as a hydraulic mechanism. So when it's flexing forwards or it's flexing front, you have bone in your mouth. The vomer goes forward when the sphenoid bone is going backwards. And when it goes forwards or backwards, I'm not going in detail, that's when the hydraulic system is working and the fluid is going into the brain.
Wow.
And it's going down into the spinal column. And if you're not getting fluid, and I found this out, and believe me, I found this out for my own health.
Right.
I know the power of it, just on my own health, as mm-hmm, well as working on different people. When all this is occurring, I'm also working with somatoemotional release, which just not, I'm working with your subconscious. So when your mind is, I don't have to say it to you.
Right.
I can just ask you, or you can be thinking in yourself, how can I heal myself? I work on addicts. I work on people, yes, that want to get off of pot.
Wow.
I work on alcoholics. I work on people with depression that hate themselves, that they're trying to get away from an emotion of a love, that they can't get this out of their brain. Yeah. How can I get rid of it? You know, when you work with, it helps you get out of depression. I have a client right now, call me for Cranial Sacral, to help his wife that had a stroke 2 years ago.
Oh,
and
I've,
you know, when I first met her, and this is just a matter of weeks or months, I just saw her last week, and she started her shaking. When I first met her, she was hostile, aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Alzheimer's, dementia. This helps everybody into Parkinson's. She's starting getting Parkinson's because of her brain deterioration. But as soon as I work the membranes, I give her cranial. She wants it.
Do you find that a lot of people who are unwell come across as being hostile because they are just like in such a bad place mentally, emotionally, they're scared that that's just their natural reaction. They don't have any love or peace in their hearts at that time?
Yes, because when you're not, if you have, for instance, autism, this is an excellent word for autism. They are aggressive. Epilepsy, any problem that you have that's causing aggression, which is we see it everywhere now, it's the initial reason is because they are not getting oxygen in the brain.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And people are not sleeping properly. You need, the only time your body heals is when you're sleeping.
Right.
I have professional athletes and, you know, addict athletes that they want to work out every day. But you know, I'm a personal trainer trained by the National Association of Personal Fitness Trainers. The first thing they tell you, you've got to tell them they have to study. They have to relax in between each section of their heat, of their workout, because the muscles only rebuild when you're sleeping, when you're resting, you know. And I'm avid in manual lymphatic drainage. We need to grow instead of depression. Do not suicide. If you're a veteran, find a craniosacral therapist.
Right.
You must learn to heal yourself. But with manual lymphatic drainage is major, because your the lymphatic system runs parallel to your blood. If we didn't, God didn't put that in us, forget it. We would be exploding.
Right.
What happens is that your blood system has valves. So when the lymphatic fluid is your proteins, your fatty cellular acids, everything is meant to be keep in your blood system.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's a parasympathetic situation that just happens automatic, like your sphenoid bone you have in your brain that you don't feel it. It all works simultaneously in your body. And then you have lymph nodes throughout your body. So if you have cancer, because I work on cancer patients, I'm
wow.
a cancer therapist.
Wow.
When you have cancer and they take out certain lymph nodes, by the way, be careful on the plastic surgeons you may go to, because you have to realize when you're getting liposuction, you're having lymph nodes possibly removed. They are all over your stomach.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're all over your body. They are in your brain. So when I'm giving you a massage, because that's the other thing. I'm a craniosacral therapist, yes, but I do what you need.
Mm-hmm.
If you need a massage, because I believe emotion is held lodged in your organs and in your tissues. So I'm removing all this emotion that may be embedded in all your tissues in your shoulder. I have a client. I told her what to do with her arm. I helped her shoulder. I mean, but she was holding emotion in her shoulder, and now her shoulder's great now.
Wow!
So she's released it all.
Mm-hmm.
She realized what she was doing. But the lymphatic drainage. So when I give a massage or I give whatever I'm doing, I always include it, because I believe the emotion the debris that I'm picking up throughout the body, it needs to be released. It needs to come out of your body. So I drain the body. Mm-hmm. And it's the best way to lose weight. I worked on somebody, we both thought, oh my gosh, you've got all this couple globs of fat in her back. Mm-hmm. Well, after I did an hour and a half treatment on her, my normal combination treatment, she came out crying. Oh my God, I was looking at my back last night. It was so fat. I'm like, all the fat's gone.
Wow.
Yeah. So what's happening now, and I live in Miami, one of the biggest plastic surgery area in the country.
Absolutely.
We have thousands of plastic surgeons down here doing 13 plastic surgeries a day. Facial, body. I've had liposuction, Brazilian butt lifts. I have research. Everybody has to look at my website. I have all kinds of research. I'm putting up new research on the brain. I think it's coming up next week.
Wonderful.
It's written research that if you're planning to get plastic surgery of any sort, get it about five times. Come in. Matter of fact, fly and schedule with me if you're coming down here already a week ahead so that I can give you manual lymphatic drainage at least three or four, preferably five times consecutively in a row, mm-hmm. not the day before surgery. And then afterwards, after 24 hours, after, you know, everything is settled down, I always say 48 hours, then allow me to do five treatments and consistent from that point on, start getting it, because this research shows that what may take you 18 months to heal may go down to three or four. I just worked on someone
wow.
that had, she went to Dominican Republic. She called me and I worked on her twice afterwards. And what happens is that the lymph becomes fibrostic, meaning it gets hard.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you they're cutting you like in your pelvis area, you know, a bikini cut. So, and whenever you get cut or you get damaged, what do you see? You see pus, right? Well, that's lymphatic fluid. So they're pulling out tissue, fat out of your stomach, your back. They're putting it in your butt or they're liposuctioning it. They're either cutting it or they're pulling it out.
Mm-hmm.
By suction. Well, that tissue has to heal, but then you start exploding with fluid, and it hurts.
Wow.
And if you have everyone has to realize, if you get a Brazilian butt lift, you're not going to be able to sit for months.
Absolutely, yeah.
You're not going to be able to sit to go to the bathroom.
My.
Or to eat.
Wow.
So I'm just, this is to make people to realize, and if... everybody start getting lymphatic drainage. If you want to lose weight fast, get lymphatic drainage. If you want to lose weight fast, you want your hormones balanced, that's the best way. Get craniosacral therapy. It will balance your pituitary gland that balances all your hormones.
Absolutely.
Your body is run by your endocrine system. And I also do musical therapy.
Wonderful.
So I listen to this. Harp therapy. And I play the Indian flute, so I can come to you, say, and usually when I work on one person, I end up working on the whole family, or for instance, the stroke victim or cancer people, I tell them, oh, come, and then, you know, you pay me for extra time, but I actually will play, and it changes the frequency of the room. Where there's so much stress.
Absolutely.
And I recommend everyone to pick up the harp, start creating musical rooms in your family, start playing, you have to, for the brain to develop properly, you have to develop the right side of the brain. And they think, oh, it's not important because it's the intuitive side. Well, when your right side of the brain is working, your left side of the brain is going to be able to handle the numbers and all the science.
Right.
It has to grow and develop equally.
Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead. What else would you like?
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of our show. We've just gone over half an hour. Ah, but this has
oh,
just
you're
been-
kidding.
No, I swear to God, this is just crazy because there was so much that we could have talked about. Oh, my gosh. I just want to thank you for being on our show. It's been an absolute pleasure having you. And for all our listeners out there, just to remind you, our wonderful, wonderful guest this morning has been Marie Theresa Davis. She is a licensed massage therapist, also a cranial sacral therapist, manual lymphatic drainage therapist, a Reiki master, and a personal trainer. She's also
a life coach.
Oh yes, that as well. And she's also the owner of House of Chi Mobile Spa, which is based over in Miami, Florida. Please go visit the website, which is marietheresadavis.com. You can get lots of info on there. You can also email her at houseofchispa@comcast.net. There's the phone number as well, which is 786-274-3346. Please go visit the website and give them a call. Marie, thank you so much for being with us this morning. It's an absolute pleasure, and you are a fountain of knowledge. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, dear. Take care. Love everyone. Love everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.